Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And yeah, Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story.
Something that happened right here
on planet Earth. Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Anthony, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing a problem. And finally, Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Well, 420 is just around the corner, so let's go with drugs today.
We go to Connecticut, where a woman is facing charges after police say she was found with drugs at a high school parking lot. Now, it happened this past Monday around 11:30 a.m. when officers saw a black GMC parked in the back of a high school. According to authorities, the suspect, identified as Melissa Brackett, seemed to be intoxicated, and police asked her to step out of the car. Now, police reported seeing drug paraphernalia fall out of the car and onto the ground. Police said Brackett admitted to having drugs, and then officers found her drugs. And then they found other drugs during the search. Now, she was charged with possession of narcotics with 1,500 feet of a school, possession of drug paraphernalia within 1,500 feet of a school, and driving under the influence. The question is not all the drugs she had on her. The question is, what drug was she on at the time? Was it methamphetamine? Was it crack? Was it heroin or was it cocaine? Meth, crack, heroin, or coke? What was she on when the cops busted her?
Where'd you say it was again?
This is Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Anthony, you gotta be...
Well, that's not true.
You're either loaded in Connecticut or you're dirt poor.
And I'm not sure what city it's in.
But cocaine and heroin and crack. Not that crack is expensive. I'm going to go cocaine just based on the fact that maybe she's got some cash.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'll go with meth, actually.
Meth?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go old school, I guess, and say she's on heroin.
Heroin. Okay. What was this woman on as she was arrested outside of a school? Was she on meth, crack, heroin, or coke? We'll let you know next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Category.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Drugs on Profile. This, we got a Connecticut woman had drugs at a high school.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if she was just in her car, passed out of
the
car.
She was in her car, parked behind the high school. The cops just found it suspicious. They asked her to step out. And
when she did, the drugs fell out of her car.
Yep.
So she was arrested. Question is, what fell out of her car? No, question is, what was she on?
What was she on?
Yes. So was that meth, crack, heroin, or coke?
And Anthony, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with E. Ted Smith. You went old school and went with the heroin.
Yeah.
It was not the heroin.
Not the heroin. All right.
Now it's money. You know what? Cocaine? I mean, look, you're hedging your bets. Like you said, it's Connecticut. Either you got a lot of money or you got no money. You want cocaine? Not cocaine. Anthony, that leaves you. You went with meth.
No. Oh, she was on crack.
She was on crack.
Ow.
Come on, man.
Better now.
Yeah. I know you're a drug addict. You're better than crack.
Get on meth.
Come on. Have some respect for yourself and smoke meth.
So 1985. Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Oh, I wrote it as one. All right, your choices today are the Jimmys,
Fallon Kimmel,
Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, Tomlinson,
Taylor,
or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title is, guys have teams and talents. Writers come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
The price of Mega Million lotto ticket is now $5. Damn, even losing money got more expensive.
Fallon?
Fallon.
Fallon.
The price of a Mega Millions ticket went from $2 to $5. America's like, damn, even losing money got more expensive.
Did you read about Tim, why they did that?
No.
Basically, they're up against Powerball all the time.
Okay.
Which has pretty big jackpots. But the idea being this, if you spend $5 on a ticket, your chances of winning go up, and the jack, because the odds are more in your favor, because there's less tickets sold, but the jackpot
Goes up.
So the idea being the Mega Millions would have bigger billion-dollar or multi-million-dollar jackpots when you play, if you make the ticket $5.
All right.
So just a bigger jackpot.
Fewer people buy it.
Correct.
Let's see. Bruce Springsteen is releasing a collection of 83 songs, including 74 of which have never officially been released before. 74 new songs. Did he do one for every factory that closed down in New Jersey? By the way, when this collection comes out, give your dad a little space. This will be the closest he ever gets to menopause.
Kimmel.
Yeah, Kimmel.
Myers.
Damn it. Bruce Springsteen announced last week he will release a collection of 83 songs, including 74 of which have never been officially released before. 74 new songs. Did he do one for every factory that closed in New Jersey?
All right, I wrote that as one.
I missed one. You're right.
All right. A Rhode Island man lost 132 pounds by eating Chick-fil-A every day for more than a year. Did he eat the napkins?
Colbert.
Ted.
Colbert.
A Rhode Island man lost 132 pounds by eating Chick-fil-A every day for more than a year. Did he eat the napkins?
You know, Chick-fil-A has a grilled version of their nuggets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I think you could get away with eating Chick-fil-A a lot.
Understand one thing about that. He ate their salad.
That was it?
The salad.
Okay.
Right. Well, he ate a Chick-fil-A every day. True. He did not eat the chicken. He ate their salad.
Jessica Simpson's in the news again, saying that drinking snake semen does make her a better singer. Odd. She never said that, or she never said anything about drinking semen to me, said her ex, Nick Lachey.
Need Ted Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. As soon as I typed out Nick Lachey, I was like, I'm going to know that.
That's a good one. That doesn't matter.
Can you imagine? He's like, not once.
Really?
But the snake.
Okay. Freak.
Scientists say they brought back a wolf that went extinct 12,000 years ago, making it the world's first successful de-extincted animal. I'll read more about this in a new science magazine called What Could Possibly Go Wrong?
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
That's Fallon.
Scientists said that they resurrected a species of wolf that went extinct over 12,000 years ago, making it the world's first successfully de-extincted animal. Ooh. Yeah, I read about it in a new science journal called What Could Possibly Go Wrong?
All right, so every year we bring up that cheese rolling festival, right? The Glashtower cheese rolling festival.
Yeah.
So I guess Ryan Seacrest loves cheese. Right? So he was making a joke on Wheel of Fortune about how that festival's his new favorite festival. Vanna White, of course, on cue, surely didn't practice this, has a fake wheel of cheese. She rolled it.
Well, I found my new favorite festival. It's called Gloucestershire Cheese Rolling Festival in the UK. And participants race down a hill chasing after a wheel of cheese, but in the end, you get the cheese. So what could be better?
You ready to try it?
I was born for this.
Here we go.
He bites it.
Oh, no! Oh, are you going to be okay? Yeah, he's going to be okay. He's okay! Woo! Good night, everyone!
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty funny if you see it. It's not shocking. He's in dress. You can hear him clapping around on his dress shoes. But, yeah.
Have a taste of cheese, too, brother. I like cheese. In his case, not down that
wheel
hill.
Wheel of Cougar Gold.
I'd do it.
In a tin can, I'm running.
Yeah, I mean... I mean, if you rolled down Beecher's, I'd probably go grab it.
So I guess in England, right, do they just win the cheese if they're the winner?
Correct.
But yeah, it's more cheese than any normal person could eat, right, if I recall correctly? Or is it just a small wheel?
No. Look, I mean, even Cougar Gold, right? Like, I like the QFC. If you go to that Murray's Cheese Shop, they'll chop it up.
Yeah.
So you could buy some of them. Because what are you going to do with a giant can of cheese?
Once you
open it, it's like...
You got to eat it.
Right, so that's a real wheel of cheese, which, by the way, if you've never been to, like, a real authentic, like, deli or whatever and seen them cutting up a wheel of cheese, I mean, it's massive.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you get that wheel of cheese. I think at this point, it's more of just the bragging rights.
Of course.
You get to say, I want it, but...
But I think you still end up with that wheel of cheese. Like, hey, brag all you want. This cheese is yours. Then how hard is it to get through customs, right? Because I want to say, like, a woman from the U.S. won it last year or something.
She won it like 2 years in a row.
Okay, so now I have this big-ass wheel of cheese, and I'm sure it is delicious cheese. And then I land in the States and, like, everything to declare. I just feel like cheese is definitely a slippery slope.
Yeah. I have some buddy that had some cheese from Italy, but he had to smuggle it back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's illegal here.
The cheese or just bringing it in?
The cheese is illegal.
Huh.
Because it's not...
Pasteurized or whatever?
Something right. like that. It's basically like cheese made out of butter.
Did you try any of this cheese?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Is it that good?
Yeah.
Yeah,
He goes over there once a year, and then like Labor Day weekend, I will be eating this cheese. Because he'll be back from Italy. Let's see. Do you guys know who Walter Goggins is?
No.
All right. Mike, you've got to know him. He's a famous actor. He's been in a bunch of stuff. Lately, though, after being in the latest season of White Lotus, he's finally getting the attention he deserves.
That's why I know his name. Okay.
He says he's aware of his female fan base that call themselves Goggins Girlies.
Oh, boy.
He was on a podcast. He said, do I feel this moment? I feel there's an energy out there. And I was like, this is basically like they love me. It really feels good. I just think it's amazing. I forget how many films he's been in, but it's weird when you have actors. I absolutely love this guy, right?
I know who he is. But okay, he's on another show I'm watching.
He's been on. So I first found him on The Shield.
Yeah.
Years ago. Then he was on Sons of Anarchy. Right? So he was on a lot of TV shows I really liked.
Everyone knows who he is. You just don't know that you know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't think of the show I'm watching.
He was in Justified.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, he's been in a bunch
Fallout.
Of...
Fallout. Thank you.
Correct. So I just think it's cool. I think good for him. Like, I always...
Finally.
Right. And it's funny because these guys have huge careers and everything, but just there's so many guys from Sons of Anarchy that I think are phenomenal actors, but they just... You got to wait till you get that show, and I guess the White Lotus has just finally put them over the top where everybody's like, all right, we know him.
But I always wonder about that because on the one hand, like, look, you could be Walter Goggins, pre-White Lotus, and like, look, dude... I'm a millionaire. I make really good money in Hollywood. Everyone, you don't know who I am, but you know who I am. But I don't have to deal with the celebrity crap, right? But I am a working actor and do exceptionally well. Or you end up becoming, quote unquote, a celebrity, and now you're getting followed around all the time. You know what I mean? Where it's like,
well, I also, look, credit to the nerds in these Comic Cons, because a lot of these kind of character actors and stuff that are good.
They know them.
They know them, and now they're making good money showing up to these things and taking pictures of people for money and signing autographs.
We saw Nathan Fillion when we were at the Emerald City Comic Con. He's on The Rookie. He was on the show Firefly. Trust me, you know who this guy is. But it's fun, and we didn't go into his little thing, but we're walking by one of the conference rooms. I peeked in there. I see him in there, and my daughter's like, why do I know who that is? I'm like, because your brother watches a show called The Rookie. He's the main guy. And my son loves this guy. So now my son wants to do like a retrospective on anything that this actor's been in. And I'm like, bro, it's a lot, man. He's been around for a hot minute. But yeah, nerds definitely know him. And a lot of housewives know him.
Right. It's like we talk about years ago. I'm not going to find his name right now. But he was kind of a character actor. He was always like a politician or the police commissioner and this and that. And then he ended up being... like a congressman or a senator from some
state. Was this the big bald dude?
Yeah.
But
he was always like super serious. Like you knew his role.
I know
role.
Exactly who you're talking about. Right. He was like the DA of Law and Order, or he was a cop or the mayor or whatever. Right. Then he got Frank or Fred something.
Fred something. Yeah. I mean, look, again, I did it last week. Right. And I still recommend people go, if you have Netflix, watch that adolescent show. Powerful show. Again, it'll have you question a lot of things. Obviously disturbing. You know, you're dealing with teenagers and violence.
Sure.
But again, I only clicked on it because the main cop was the main gangster in an English gangster show I like called Top Boy. And I was just like, let's see what he's up to. And now he's a cop that has an odd relationship with his own son.
But
I shouldn't say
that. That really sounds messed up.
It's a strange sound. Yeah. Miles, it is.
Yeah.
But he ends up reconnected with his son through this horrible thing that's happened in this small English town.
Okay.
You know, like, I mean, HBO's good about it, right? Like, you'll see a lot of those actors in the same
shows.
They
come back over and over, yeah.
Yeah. And I always wonder, I don't know, is that the agent? Is that just you finally audition for a role that you
might get?
Is
it contract.
I mean, I think, I'll be dead honest with you, I think there's so many TV shows out there. I bet there's a lot of good shows that had good actors and writers that just never caught on for whatever reason or never got that second season.
I don't know how it works now, but like back in the day, you'd hear about like Judy Garland, Clark Gable, and all that. But like they signed a contract with the studio.
Right.
So whether it's a Christmas special on TV, whether it's a movie, like you were getting gigs because you agreed to do, I don't know, 12 whatever with the studio. I don't know if that still works now, but to your point with HBO, you're right. you see a lot of these actors over and over and over. So it might be that they signed the contract with HBO, or maybe they get right of first refusal to audition or something like that. But you're right. A lot of those guys show up on a lot of different shows, but on the same network.
Correct. And I like the way they switch them around, right? There was a couple guys that were like drug dealers on The Wire that showed back up in the next horrible show, because Baltimore police are bad,
yeah,
about the corruption, and they were the cops.
Well, it's funny. My wife watches, Will Trent, right? And so the show comes on. I kind of recognize some of the people as actors. My wife goes, that person, and that person were all in The Wire. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that works, but yeah, a lot of those actors seem to work together a lot.
Right. And again, I've been over this. I don't watch a lot of superhero stuff, but I like black superheroes. And like, I watch a lot of different gangster shows and everything.
Luke Cage, Black Panther.
Yeah. But when I saw Black Panther, right, and I watched it the day he died, I was on a flight. So I'm going to watch Black Panther. I was shocked. I was like, I know all these actors.
Yeah, I've just never seen them all together. I mean, that's the honest to God truth. You recognize every freaking actor. It's like a family reunion. Is this a Tyler Perry movie?
All together again.
Right. I mean, you're not wrong, man. Like, right. You recognize everybody there, just never at the same time.
Right. I think finally the guy next to me is like, have you never seen it? I go, nah, first watch. this is just kind of a random one. Kelsey Ballerini, I know Mike's a fan.
Yeah.
She's on The Voice this year. Apparently, her and Adam Levine are super tight now.
Okay. Uh-oh.
They're judges on the show.
Does that change your opinion of her?
No, it makes sense.
We all have our thoughts on Adam Levine. But if any woman I know was like, you know, I met him and I really liked him. Like, not shy.
I know. Right. We know. He has the charm offensive. He's good looking, all the stuff.
She's running around with Outer Banks right now.
She's on Outer Banks now?
No, she's with the dude that's from Outer Banks, John B.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just so you know,
makes sense.
The guy we were trying to think of who always played the stoic and a cop or politician.
Fred Thompson.
Our texters came through.
He was actually a politician.
Yeah, that's
what we're saying.
You know, the one that blew my mind as far as actor turned politician, right? You had Sonny Bono, you kind of chuckled.
Ronald Reagan,
right? You forget. Cooter. He was crazy Cooter.
Cooter.
I'm like, wait, the guy that played Cooter on the Dukes of Hazzard, you forget that they're acting, right?
Look, call it what it is. I mean, he always played himself. They were kind of reality shows, but Trump was a TV star.
He was. Well, imagine if Larry the Cable Guy were a senator. He might be dead serious. But you'd be like, what? You know, there's more to people than you know, but you still, that's why Crazy Cooter was with me. Like, dude,
my fellow Americans, get her done.
Get her done. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's more to him than his act, but it would just kind of blow you away.
I might just vote for him.
Yeah, you never know.
Seriously.
I'd vote for Nate Bargatze.
It's where I'm at. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A woman is busted stealing a car after writing in her journal, today, totally stole a car today.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, a man busts into Applebee's and suddenly everyone's hunger pains go away. At one Chinese restaurant, the roast duck isn't duck after all. It's unfortunate a funeral when your pallbearers fall. And an airline has to tell its pilot, hey, you can't show up to work. Drunk. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
And our top story, we're going to Madrid, where you can't always trust the Chinese food. A local restaurant became the target of authorities after they got numerous complaints from customers. People genuinely liked the restaurant, but all reported feeling ill within minutes of leaving the restaurant, prompting a raid on the building. When the authorities raided the restaurant, they made their way to the back where they found 300 kilos of rotten food.
Ugh!
What's more, they believe that the restaurant employees were collecting pigeons off the street, processing them, and then attempting to sell them as roasted duck.
Wow.
They're facing some serious penalties here.
Yeah. I would hope so.
Yeah. Cooks a little differently, pigeon.
What if they had said it was pigeon?
Oh, then you're fine.
Right. Because there are certain cuisines that do pigeon, right?
It's called squab.
Yeah. Squab, right.
I mean, all over the world.
Exactly. So, for whatever, I guess you just can't roast it the same that you would as a duck because it leaves people sick.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe just think that through. Roasted squab. In other news, police in Florida got an eyeful of a man having quite the night. They got the call that he was causing a disturbance outside of a chain restaurant. When they arrived, they found our man visibly intoxicated, sporting a pink wig, fake breasts, and a pink thong.
Baby!
And attempting to get into a car that was...
You are feeling good in there.
Mama, when they had their talk with him, he was unable to explain the condition that he was in, where he was from, or where he even was.
Or why he's wearing what he's wearing.
Yeah, he was brought in and faces a few charges. And that's the worst of it, because I want to know why you're wearing everything that you're wearing, but he doesn't know.
Anyway, I don't care what you did. I just want to know why you're wearing what you're wearing.
Right, please tell me your story.
It's not a ladies' happy hour, is it?
You think that's what it was?
No. Some ladies happy hour? I don't think you can do that.
Hi, ladies.
You should be able to, but...
Can you tell by my pink hair and thong and giant breasts that are totally real? Why do you care? She's got fake breasts.
Buy me a drink.
Over to Ireland, where you never know when you're going to get checked. The IAA, which is the US FAA's counterpart in Ireland, conducted a random screening of an international flight that had just landed in the country originating from the U.S. They got all of the necessary licenses and paperwork from the staff, but felt the need to conduct a sobriety test on the pilots of the aircraft, one of which was, quote, considerably over the prescribed limit. The pilot was prosecuted through Dublin's district court, and the FAA was contacted concerning the matter and informed the IAA that the pilot's license had thereby been revoked. The IAA considers the matter finished following the punishment that had been laid out for the pilot. I like that. They were just like, okay, he can't fly no more. All right, good to go.
Done.
Get the hell out of here.
That's unreal.
No kidding. And just, I have a friend that got into being a pilot. She has gone through years of study and all kinds of practice flights and all kinds of learning and all that she's got to do. And right now she's just doing small planes. She's doing small time. She's not doing full big commercial as far as I know just yet. The amount of time and effort and work and blood, sweat, and tears that goes into becoming a commercial pilot is substantial. Yeah. Why are you going to blow that by being drunk at work?
I would say because all the training kind of drives you to drink.
Maybe. It could be.
I mean, honestly, it's like anything else. He probably just done it enough that he was like, oh, not that drunk. I'll just fly a plane.
Exactly.
Done it before.
You know, it kind of makes you wonder, like, how many pilots are like, well, just have a quick shot before I get on the plane.
You don't want the answer to that.
Yeah. They know what they're doing. I've landed plenty. Just don't be wasted. It'll be fine. To Philadelphia, where sometimes you just can't catch a break. A video is making the rounds online of a team of pallbearers at a funeral bringing a casket to its final resting place. Did you guys see
the video?
Yes. The crew make it from the hearse all the way to the burial site, but as they maneuvered to put it on the lowering mechanism, the ground gave way underneath them, sending all of them into the grave, most of them sustaining injuries. It was reported that the one most severely injured was the son of the deceased, who ended up pinned underneath the casket with his face in the mud. He actually lost consciousness.
Oh, yeah. I saw the video last night, and it's not that the ground gave way, but the plywood they put around it.
Yeah.
That's where they were standing on. Those things gave way.
Right.
And then they went into the grave.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now dad's trying to kill you from beyond the grave.
I told you I didn't like you.
Like I did. We've all been to a funeral. We've all been to a funeral where it was somebody very close to us. And then it's just...
That's...
To have the insult to injury of that casket is on top of you, just driving you unconscious.
Right.
Criminy, man. That's rough. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over to Philadelphia, where a local zoo has contributed to conservation efforts. A couple of Western Santa Cruz Galapagos tortoises named Mommy and Abruzzo can call themselves a rarity, as the species is critically endangered and has been for over a decade. But the zoo recently announced that a couple had given birth to four new babies, making a first in the zoo's 150-year history. The female did lay 16 eggs, and the others have yet to hatch at this point. But we'll see how many we can get. They're up to four at this point, so
right.
Let's just keep that population a-brewing. A little bit more good news over to Ohio for a classic situation. Authorities got a call about a group of kittens that had been abandoned outside of an animal rescue facility while the building was closed. When employees got to the facility, four kittens were found in a nearby woodpile seeking shelter, but they soon learned that there was a fifth. They were alerted to this reality by the faint sounds of mews emanating from a nearby tree. The kitten had done the classic climbing itself high enough into the tree that it needed to be needed the help of fire crews to climb up and retrieve the kitten. They'll be available for adoption once cleared by a vet.
Yeah. I don't want that one.
You don't want that one? No, because you got to climb on every doggone thing.
Yeah, right.
Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What? With a good day in Seattle sports one day comes a bad day the next. Last night, the Kraken found themselves in the business end of a beatdown in Utah against the newest hockey franchise, losing that game 7-1.
Ugly to watch.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Mariners tried their best to come out on top in a 1-1 tie against the Astros last night, but did ultimately fall to Houston. They wrapped up that series this afternoon with a matinee game, and spoiler alert for all of my folks out there that continue to listen to my Mariners broadcast even though you've got it taped at home. I'm about to talk about what happened to the Mariners this afternoon. After a grand slam by Randy Arozarena to bring us back from a 5-0 deficit, a two-run double by Julio to tie the sixes in the ninth, and another terrific at-bat by Randy Arozarena with two outs, bases stacked, bottom of the ninth, Mariners win it with a walk-off ball four to take their first series of the season.
A walk-off, a real walk-off.
A true walk-off.
Yeah.
A full count walk, parades one in for the win. I love it. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you got more baseball, you got basketball and hockey all on tonight. Find out where and when to watch all of the sports in one handy location. It is called the Sports on What app. As far as your weather, mainly cloudy tonight, bringing temperatures down to about 46 tomorrow. We're looking at cloudy skies with periods of light rain. Yay, and a high of 63. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy, the head chef's in the house, and the lovely Jolene up next, I believe, with more Volbeat tickets for you.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series, What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
all of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.